infuriating one Alex Braga.
Yeah, shots fired. I could totally take Crosby.
Can we have a Alex can't do this, Alex can't do that? Could that be a drop for whenever you do
what,
something wrong?
You take Crosby, you take Stills, I'll beat the crap out of Neil Young. It's go time. That's the worst dad joke I ever told.
All right, there will be no lightning round. I am going home.
There will be no lightning round. Screw you guys.
Canceled.
I'm going home.
Done. By the way, I didn't realize, were you aware of this? You're a hockey guy.
Sure.
Ovechkin signed like a 13-year contract like in 2009?
Yeah, I put that in the lightning round.
Oh, all right. With that thought in mind, welcome back to Crunch Time. It's Thursday. Let's do this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the Vegas lightning round. My plane's going up. I hope it comes down. If not, then you two knuckleheads will be doing this show.
Again, two-thirds.
Yeah, he's about halfway there.
Yeah. Strong start. And then
I'm very excited,
really
right?
Strong. Really strong start.
I don't know if you read my lightning round, but this is the Vegas edition.
Oh, really? I did not.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You play the $10,000 game, and so we're going to play that as well. I'm not sure if there's odds on any of the things I'm going to bring up, but let's say you bet $10,000, you win $15 if you're right. We're going to go to the MLB. Aaron Judge has a 1.9 WAR in the 30 games he's played this season, leading the MLB in home runs and run scores, helping he's about 15 feet tall. Also contending are the Red Sox Andrew Benintendi, who is batting .328 with 42 hits. Judge and Benintendi were both September call-ups in 2016, and they lead, and between the two, they lead all eligible rookies in 2017 in hits, runs, home runs, and RBI. So with your 10 grand, who is AL Rookie of the Year, Judge or Benintendi?
War. Huh. Good God, y'all. I gotta go with my baby bomber. I'm saying Judge. Count it.
The Giants are the worst team in baseball, even with the team's first comeback win after trailing in the ninth. In exactly 2 years, they can't catch a break. They're competing at this point with the Braves, Royals, and Blue Jays as the worst team in baseball. While it still seems early, 20% of the season has passed us by. You're 10 grand on the line. Who is the top pick of the 2018 MLB draft?
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Right now, because I do believe Toronto has the capability to come around, I think it's down to Atlanta and KC. I'm going to go Bravos.
All right. 2 weeks ago, I asked you about the Caps-Pens series. You said that if the Caps lost in the second round to the Penguins for the second straight year, it would be devastating. They lost at home in Game 7 and certainly made it so. Captain of the team, Alex Ovechkin, has a lot of blame directed his way. He just ended the ninth year of a 13-year, $124 million deal. With many of the key pieces the Capitals have are set to be unrestricted free agents, the six-year window of it being the Caps' year might finally come to a close.
Good one.
Your 10 grand on the line. Does Ovechkin ever win a Stanley Cup with the Capitals?
That seems pretty easy, and I'm going to go no. And I might throw another $5,000 of my own on there.
The NHL Conference Finals are set. Penguins versus Senators in the East, Predators versus Ducks in the West. One day after the playoffs started, you said that the Blackhawks would take home Stanley's
yes!
Cup. Time to pick another team to win or not win the Cup. Your 10 grand on the line. Who wins the Stanley Cup?
Lord Stanley will once again reside in the Steel City of Pittsburgh.
On the same day, you doomed the Blackhawks to a first-round sweep. You said the Warriors would take home the Larry O'Brien Trophy. They've got a perfect 8-for-8. waiting for the winner of the Rockets Spurs. The Cavs are also a perfect 8-for-8, waiting for the winner of Wizards Celtics. Multi-parter here, so it's not 10 grand on all of them. You can split it up between the three. Part one, do the Warriors or Cavs get to the finals without a loss?
Ooh, I don't think so. Once the price of poker rises to the level of the conference finals, I think somebody could pin an L on them, especially on the road.
Who loses first, Cavs or Warriors?
Who plays first? We don't even know who Cleveland's going to play.
Or the Warriors.
Cleveland's gotten pushed a couple times. I think the Cavs will lose first. Yes! Yes!
Yes! What the hell was that? That's not a great drop. I think we need to get rid of that. The audio for it is not good.
I'm on board with that.
Okay. And finally, who wins the NBA finals?
Could I go pending?
No. It's not this segment.
Ted, my boy.
It's not this segment!
Wait for it. Good luck in prison.
So I picked Golden State. Why would I change them? I'm kind of rooting for Cleveland because I want to see LeBron's legacy grow a little bit and aggravate some of the crybabies. But I'm going to stick with the Dubs.
Okay, and last one on the Jim Rome show today. Rome talked with UFC president Dana White about the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight that has fluctuated between both never happening and then being just moments away from being official. White said that he's giving it until this Sunday to get McGregor's side of the fight worked out, or the fight will not happen. $10,000 on the line. Does the fight happen?
Man, it just seems like we're talking about $10,000, which is all the money in the world to us. But that's, could they really walk away from hundreds of millions of dollars? I guess I'd bet it would happen. I think it's ridiculous, but I'm going to bet it would happen, in fact. And that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, ends the lightning round for Crunch Time on a Thursday. We thank you for your patience.